Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special episode with me and Simba. Welcome, Simba.
Hello, thank you. Thank you,
How
Sarah.
are you today?
I'm doing good. We had a little weekend getaway, so I came back refreshed and filled with energy, and it's just nice. Nice to do something new, something different.
Yeah, this feels great. Thank you for a great staycation.
Staycations. That's the
In
best
Chiang
thing to
Mai.
do.
Yep. So today we have gathered here today. and talk about our relationship with pain. And I mean, pain is we actually have a very difficult time coming up with what is the actual name of this conversation, because when we talk about pain, it's very difficult because, yeah, we're twisting and turning. We don't know if we want to call it pain recovery, or it just sounds and feels so heavy and dull. So, because this is really something else that we want to talk about. I mean, if you have pain, then that is honestly, it can be an initiation to something very, very strong and very, very beautiful, because on the other side of pain is the solution to all of your problems. So that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today.
Yes, looking forward.
Yep. So what would you say? I heard you say over the years so many times when you've had sessions with people and they came for a couple of sessions and then maybe one session or maybe a consultation, and then the ones who disappear, and then you say, oh, they're not in enough pain yet. Because the truth is that there is a little bit of work to do to get through the pain. You know, it's not just take a pill and then it's going to go away. So some people are not ready for that. And then you say that the pain is the motivator. Can you share a little bit about what do you mean by that?
I mean, of course, when you have a consultation, there's many reasons for why someone might not work with you. But if they really have a need and they want to do it, besides the obvious reason, you know, chemistry and resources availability and so on, pain is a teacher, it's a motivator. We are run by emotions, right? Like you have an emotion and you usually act on it and you use your logic to backtrack and justify that. So that's how many of us live the life, or our lives, or most of people do. If you want to change something and you're already feeling tired, you're feeling drained, and it's hard, what's going on for you right now, your habits, your patterns, your reactivity, for you to change something when it's hard to do what you're doing, there must be a motivation to do that. And the motivation is usually not quote unquote positive. So I don't try to look at it as good or bad. It's usually not like, oh, I just want to feel better. It's like, yeah, probably not going to happen. And I'm saying that because it's not a strong enough intention going through you. When there is something that's like, I cannot continue with this. This is destroying my life. This is not working for me mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, spiritually. In addiction recovery, they call this rock bottom. But rock bottom is basically just a standard. Once a certain set of standards for your life gets touched upon or breached, and you cannot function the way that you want to, and life starts to drain you, people usually come to that point where they say, I need to make a change because it's too painful to continue the way I'm doing. That is what I mean. You know, a little bit long-winded answer, but that is what I mean when someone says, you're not enough pain yet. It's not a you're not ready or anything like that. It's just when you are ready, you're not going to ask me what I think. You're going to be like, okay, let's do this. Let's go to work. because I'm done thinking about how it could be. I'm just ready to get out of this. That is the teaching of pain in my experience.
Love that. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So that brings me into the next, I mean, that's a segue into who is the perfect candidate for you to work with when it comes to pain.
So I usually look at pain as a symptom, right? And this might sound strange because when you're in pain, you're like, that's what I feel, man. It's not a symptom. But the pain is just something to call you into bringing awareness to something that you're either aware of or not aware of, or for you to resolve. So based on that, people that want to connect with themselves, they read all these books, they probably worked with a few different people, tried a few different approaches, but he hasn't really landed, cemented themselves in them. They understand it intellectually, but I still have this pain and I can't get out of it and I don't know what to do. That's usually when people find me, right? Like they started the journey or they're about to start the journey. They have done some research and they don't know what to do. They know what's going on, but they don't understand why it's not working the way that it should do.
And also, yeah, I remember, it's like when you say it, I see the people that we've been working with.
See myself.
And also, sorry.
I see myself.
And so, but what I've noticed, because the depth of your work and what you do, because you really go to the root cause of the reason why is the pain there in the first place. Where does it come from? How is it created? What is the root? And when you know that, you also know how to work with it. But to get there, there might be certain layers. So what I've noticed is that when the pain, because when you have to actually go into the pain and through the pain and meet the pain and look at the pain, that's like actually breaking through to be able to do that. What would you say is the, what is it that makes us avoid that so much? Because it's a natural instinct from the body to avoid the pain, but to meet it and go through it and to work with it, we have to allow ourselves to do that.
Lack of support, lack of love, fear, and misunderstanding usually. What we look at and believe is pain is never pain the way that we see it. It's, in my experience, always, not sometimes, always something else. What you think the pain is and what it's doing to your body and how it's working is never correct, in my opinion. When I say that, it doesn't mean that I know better than someone else. Of course, you understand how this pattern works in your body, but labeling it as pain and this is how it is also a mindset. It's also a belief system. And although it might have been true in the past, it usually is a indicator for something else. Mm-hmm. So even if you have problems with nerves and vertebras and things like that, it's usually, or always, I would actually say, something else going on. And it's just a catalyst for whatever is unprocessed within us. So when the pain comes, it's just calling for attention. And it's not that, you could say it's in your head, but you do feel it everywhere in your body, right? So it's not just like it's in the head, it's in the nervous system, it's in the fascia layers. But it's how you look at it, ultimately. Let me give you an example. Let's say someone is in pain and they get out of pain. And then you feel the first sensations towards going into pain again. What's the first thing they're going to do, probably?
Avoid it.
Yeah.
Brace themselves. Tense up.
Tense up. Hold your breath. Try to control it the way that I can. What happens when you start to tense and hold your breath to circulation in your body?
It stops.
It stops. And what happens when it stops? It gets sour. The pH level goes down. You start to build up a environment that causes for a call to something. Fix this, do this. What do we commonly call that? Pain. So we can actually create the cycle by trying to anticipate this is what happens. So sometimes it's actually just stopping yourself before that whole cycle starts, because it's like a program. I see the tendencies of it and boom, I'm in it. So a lot of the nervous system work that I do is to stop at the earliest signs and do something different and notice how the energy goes in a different way. And once you've done that enough times, your body learns, there's another way. There's another way. Now I start to have options. When I've done it enough times, that's the way the body will treat this infection. And then I've cleared that energy and that habit. So that's why I say sometimes that chronic pain or long-term pain is usually a bad habit and people get pissed off. I'm not trying to make fun of people. I'm saying it for people to kind of, you know, you want to rock them a little bit, because when you have pain and when you're in a state of pain, you are so fixed. This is the way it is. Myself included.
I know.
So you almost need to get rocked a little bit to actually, okay, wow, I'm not looking straight at this. You know, it's like being intoxicated, because you are intoxicated by the chemicals, the emotions. So you're basically drunk or high or wherever you want to see it. And once you sober up, you start to look at things differently. And that's what the nervous system work does together with the fascia, because you work with the organs so they can regulate the chemicals, which is emotions, thoughts, and sensations. That's all chemicals and energetical components in the body. So when you start to look at that, it makes sense. But the motivator for do that usually needs to be pain, mental pain, emotional pain, or physical pain. No, something that forces you out of where you're at. It's like, I just can't continue. I need to do something. And that's the pathway to change.
What would you say is the top three causes or roots that you find in people? And I'm going to differentiate them a little bit. So people who come with pain who that is not rooted in a severe injury, like people who show up with pain that has kind of evolved over time, or maybe in a small injury that never healed, what would you say is the top three root causes? Or
they're all the same, whether you have an injury or you're about to have an injury or you had an injury, because it really comes down to energy, right? If you want to look at a root cause, like everything is energy and everything is energy. Like energy is everything is energy and energy is everything. That's the saying. I lost it. And what that means basically is, why did you have an accident? Oh, because I went skiing and whatever. Okay, why did you go skiing? Because I wanted to. Just keep on hammering the question like a five-year-old, why? And you're going to get to the energetic point, the root cause at some point, because it's energy. It's not the mistake. It's not that whatever we think. There is a reason for it. Energy wanted to find a way out. And maybe I didn't want to see it, so I needed to hit a wall or whatever for me to be a little bit rocked. And I'm speaking from experience. That's why Sarah's laughing. If you're watching the videos, I'm speaking from a lot of experience.
And who had to tell you? Professional.
You did a lot of times, and other people too. And sometimes I had to tell people. So, you know.
It's the same for everyone. That's what we're laughing at. It's the same for us. So
principle number one, energy. There is an energy that does it. Principle number two, you think you know what it's about. You are certain you know what it's about. And someone comes and says something different to you and you get triggered, you don't want to hear it, or you don't feel listened to, or, you know, there is a response that you may or may not be so proud of, or that might not be in your character when it comes to that. So there is a trigger when you're presented with a different alternative or reality or perspective of how you're looking at it. And the third, it usually starts to feel like there's no other options, right? Like when you get to that point, it's like, okay, I don't know what the option is, but the five ways I've been going about this is not going to work, right? Like I've heard this many times in life, but if you consider to do something and you say, I have option A and B, and you come and ask a person like me, okay, I'm going to do this choice in my life. These are the choices I have. Option A or B, which one do you think I should take? I'm going to say C, option C, because you can't see what you need to see. That's why you're thinking about this in two options, right? And that happens over and over again for me, for everyone else. And that's why the nervous system work, working with the fascia, coming back and regulating yourself, sobers your mind up so you can actually look straight at things. And when you're in an environment that supports you to continuously do that, when you start to make that into your lifestyle, then the change happens. But many times we come, we get support somewhere and we change, and then we go back and then slowly, oh, but no one else is doing that. And so hard, and that costs more than I thought. And then when I feel good enough, sometimes it's easy to kind of like, yeah, I don't want to put in the effort. And then you go back, and then the pen says, hello, remember me? And then it smashes you up. So it's not that you have to be in pain all the time to make a change, but we forget quickly. Once you're out of it, forget. We don't stay humble, we don't stay grateful, become complacent, or we don't really want to continue. It's not about doing more all the time. It's about, don't look at it as fixing a problem. Look at it as making a sustainable change in your life that's not going to burn you out like a full-time project to fix yourself. Changing your life in a sustainable way for you and finding motivation, the community to continue this trajectory. Yes, Sarah.
I just realized I have a great follow-up question. So why is that so difficult for people, you know, it's easy to fall back into the same old behaviors and the same old patterns. But why is it so hard to keep up by yourself sometimes, or remember that, like when you fall out of the practice, or, you know, why is it so hard for people to do that?
Because you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, you know? The rock is the voice in the head that you keep hammering yourself with. And the hard place is your nervous system that's disconnected or reactive and doesn't allow you to go through it. So you're going between one to another. So you need to work both with the software, the mindset, the belief system, and the story. I mean, I just heard this recently and I was like, oh my God, I've been working with this most of my life. The voice inside of your head should be your best friend. And I was like, wow, I still got some work to do, you know? And then your nervous system should support you, be creative and fun and wanting to do things, not just, oh, not the next project. That's the rock and the hard place. That's why it's so hard to move forward. So we need to nurture the body and the nervous system, the fascia, hydrate it, heal it, and then start to work with the mindset. And slowly, you won't have the rock in the hard place. You will just have different paths that you can walk.
Yeah, I mean, what you will have instead is because I've been there. I mean, I've had so enormous amount of pain. I actually thought about that the other day. Like, wow, I started having pain as a child, and it didn't go away until I came here and started doing what we're doing. And I mean, there were times when I couldn't even walk. So, I mean, I've been in severe pain. And oh, I forgot my question. Yeah, I completely blanked.
It will come back.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, but, you know, that's the thing about pain. You know, it's like a dog running after a car. You're full of it until it goes away, and then the car stops and you go, ruff, ruff. You forget that you even had it, you know? And it consumes you when it's active. And that's why I said, when there's not enough pain, like, it doesn't have to consume you, but when it gets to the level where it consumes you, that's when you will make the change, and that's where you'll be motivated enough to continue. Because there's a value in there for you, and there isn't that much other options. So, I mean, just looking at that concept, let's take a physical injury, like a shoulder dislocation. Like, when someone has a shoulder dislocation, depends on the person, but most people I've seen, I help quite a few with this, they scream. It's really painful because you have so many nerves going in there, and it's like really painful. And then you gently help them reinsert it, and there's this little sound and it slips in, and like that is gone. You know, it's like a kid, you put a pacifier in the mouth, but it's an adult. So I kid you not, it's like this. I've seen it over and over again. Now that's physical pain, but it can be the same for emotional pain, for traumas, mental pains, you know, the voice in your head and all of that. So once it goes away, it can go away so quickly that you didn't think it was an issue in the first place, that you were just telling yourself. So you make up another story for why it wasn't in this place in the first place. And that's also part of why you're in pain, because we can't just stop and just like, okay, ego, just own it. Yeah, this is what I'm doing. This is what's happening. But if someone is hammering you with that and trying to prove a point, then of course you're not going to let down your guard. That's also why you need to be in an environment that's safe, explorative, and where people don't judge you or like trigger you into things, but they allow you to explore and be curious so you can realize it. Not someone that's sitting pointing out, now you're doing this, now you're doing that. No, you have to come to a point where you can start to notice it for yourself, and you want to change it, and you have the support and the resources that will allow you to explore it and move on. I mean, that's really how we build the retreats. Middle of nowhere, with this knowledge, close to nature, natural detox healing methods for you to change the chemistry, reset your body, and change perspectives, right? In a friendly way, because we're mostly shamed, blamed, guilted, punished into not doing something. You know, that's a, it's changing now, but when I grew up, and you know, your generation too, in school, it's not like, oh, let's talk about why you don't want to do this. You know, there was punishment, belittlement. You are taught this is the way you're going to do things. And then we live in a peaceful society, I would say. There's other societies that push even harder on that because it's a harder reality. So if you look at, that's what's in your nervous system, that's what's in your mindset, the pain you're looking at as your shoulder injury might just be the life accumulation of all of these times you didn't say no, and the body just went like, we need to break something for you to stand up and just take a pause. And that is why I'm saying pain is never what you think it is. It's always something else. And there's always a story for why this micro event happened, or we can't see the full picture. Once we ground, once we get back to a body, we can start to see the full picture. And then we can realize, wow, it actually makes sense. This had to happen for me to make a change, because I wasn't obviously seeing the subtle signs, you know. And then the avalanche came. And I think, you know, the main thing is life happens for you and through you. You know, it's not against you, not necessarily for you either. It's through you, and you really make what you want out of it. And pain is just one of those journeys that is super interesting, I would say, you know, both personal level and professional, because it's so rewarding and it just builds, it expands you, you know?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, on the other side of pain is everything that we want, you know, freedom and happiness and creativity. And that's how I found it. I mean, I was in enough pain, so I had to go through it.
Yeah.
And on the other side is, I mean, this feeling of, I don't want to do that. You know, having a body that says, I want to do that. Can we please go biking? Can we please go hiking? Can we please go, you know, spend time with people outside and do things and play around? You know, having a body that asks for that.
Yeah.
That's what's on the other side of the pain. So, and we all have something that we, that is our pain point, like our thing that we need to get through. And if we, you know, all the resources that we have, if we put it there, then you will come through to the other side. It's just inevitable.
And I think what you said is true. I think it is about the options. Many times, you know, like if you're sick or you're in pain, you're like, wow, I wish I could do that. If I was just healthier, I would, and, you know, like make up, and then you get healthier and you don't do it, or you do it. I don't think it's so much about doing the things. It's about knowing that I have the option and the availability and the resources to do it. Energy, the mindset, the healthy body. So I can hike, I can go and do things. It doesn't mean you have to change. You might live your life similarly, right? But I know I'm doing it because of a choice, not because I'm avoiding something or because I'm coping with an inability to do what I want to do. I mean, take any professional athlete or movie actor or famous person or anything. They're at the top of the game and they have an injury, or they go to rehab, or something happens, right? And some of them come back, and it's not that they just improved one level. They're like 5,000 levels above where they were before, and they were already amazing at that point where they're at. And what's the first thing people are going to do? What did you eat? How did you train? What special technique did you do? And they might say something corny like, I learned to love myself. And people are like, oh, come on, not that. The inner work, you work through the pain, you work through what was the painful motivator to get me there, and you find a more sustainable one, and then you live in harmony and you don't keep on pushing yourself unsustainably towards that goal. So we see it everywhere. We might not just know what we're looking at and understand it, but it happens everywhere. We have examples everywhere for it. These, you know, sunshine stories. Overnight they get famous, or they just work through these things. Yeah, the overnight happen over time. They build up to a moment where they align and they took off. We might see that overnight as a fraction, but we don't see the work that led up to it.
Yeah, you have to become the person who can.
Yes.
It's a seizing an opportunity that becomes overnight success, but you have to be the person who can see it, spot it, take it, run with it, hold it, expand it, you know, live with it. And that's a nervous system, you know, that's a nervous system experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because receiving something big is nice, but can you hold it? Mm. Look at people that win lottery. They usually wind up statistically with more debts than they had going in. So they don't know how to manage it. People might take advantage of them. They don't know how to reinvest it. They don't know how to hold all of that. It's not just like, oh, I have all this money and everything's going to be fine. Where do I put it? In a bank, in this, in a trust. Who take care of it? Who, you know, there's all these things that we have an idea. If this happens, then everything will be fine. And you get to that point and your body just, the nervous system is not there.
Yeah.
That's also why we are not there. So that's, you know, any leadership training I've done, or these high executive trainings that I've done for others or participated in, they always talk about these skills to be a better leader. 99.99% is about you. How do you govern yourself? And by proxy of that, how do you hold that vision for others? That's what it's all about. And pain is a great motivator for that.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So when someone comes to you with pain, how do you work with them? What is it that you do? What is your method? What's your thing?
So it's a mix of things. I aim to bring awareness to where they're at right now and to be able to sit with that awareness, the sensations, tools to meet what's there, basically. Supporting people to meet it and to regulate the speed of how you feel it. That can be grounding exercises, tools like TRE, internal alchemy, to breathe properly, fascial maneuvers to open up the body, getting energy flowing. So I teach people a lot of somatic resources, like non-invasive tools that you can use to help you stay present as you're feeling these sensations, to feel safe as you feel the sensations. And then I put in what I call micro learnings as well, right? So you give a little bit, what was that? Ground, and you explain what happened. You ask the person what happened, and we work on understanding what was that sensation. Do you want to go deeper into that? Yeah, because now I understand it and I know I can stop it because I've done it once. And you dip your toes in and you go, oh, that was too much. You're back. Why did I feel that? And then going back and forward into that experience produces a sense of curiosity instead of fear and tension and bracing, which many times leads to people being like, wow, I actually want to go deeper. It's uncomfortable, but I know it's something good there on the other end. So in a sustainable way, people start to see it as something they want to work through because they know the reward. And that usually happens through learning about the nervous system, understanding, being calm in yourself, and changing your lifestyle gradually. And that's what we do both online, but also when people come here to retreats, really build a tailor design program for people to, yeah, start from where you're at and continue in a direction that's sustainable and healing for you without, you know, drifting completely off where you're doing, right? Like we work from where you're at and where you want to go, and then we see what needs to be made from there.
So how much time does it take to work through like deep rooted pain? I know that, I mean, sometimes you and I have spoken about making like a full life experience, like when you really want to, like what I mean, like what we've done, like making a really big change. So we've spoken about how long does it take to kind of get out of the other side. And we've been talking about making a full transformation takes about 3 years. And but I mean, then you're really working through your stuff. But how, as I just gave that as reference. But when it comes to pain, what is your experience? And can you share someone that you worked with as a case, maybe? So who's your favorite case?
Yeah, I wouldn't say favorite. I have a lot of interesting cases, but here's the thing. What you seek help for is usually what's going to save you. And you desperately want to get rid of it because you want to continue to do what is obviously not working for you to the point where you have to have pain to change something. And that is not me saying I know better than anyone else how they should live their life. But what we think is illness many times today, it's actually the cure, the detox, the breakdown for that energy to be dispersed out of the system. So the illness many times is actually the lifestyle. That's why I said before, you think this accident happened because you stumbled somewhere, but you don't realize there was a long list of choices and energies that led to a point where something had to go for you to realize it's time for a change. So 3 years. Yeah, that's normal. What I've seen to make a full change, you can notice changes in a few days, a few weeks, 3 months, and you're like, wow, you know, but you need to cement it. But the main thing is really, you know, the journey of realizing what is what. Like when I was a personal trainer, people came in and say, I want to lose 10 kilos. I said, great, why not 20? Well, that's a lot. Okay, have you weighed 10 kilos less? Yeah. Okay, tell me about your life then. And he always landed in, they were feeling in a certain way at that point. So if I do this, I will feel this way and then everything will be fine. But they don't realize they were feeling this way because they're living life in a different aspect. They're looking at the self in a different aspect. So if you can cultivate that feeling, you're going to lose the weight. Then, of course, you can train and cultivate the feeling and you go twice as fast, right? But that's a lot of the mindset we have today. I want to fix a problem so I can continue doing what is the problem. Because what I want to fix is trying to tell me what you want to do more of is the problem. I'm just here to teach you time to look for something else. That is something that can take a little bit of time to see. So therefore, fixing the issue with why someone came, that happens fairly quickly, I would say. But realizing why it's repeating itself, no, that's the real work, in my opinion. And that can take a little bit longer, right? Because we might have had it for a little bit of time.
Yeah, and that's really individual. And that, it's so much to do with the speed and the depth that you are able to look at what really happened and what's underneath. And the body and the nervous system, it doesn't heal quickly. It doesn't release more information or things to process than we can actually handle. That's why it takes 3 years, not because the mind or the body isn't ready to do the work, but we as individuals, we just can't handle it because it affects us so much. So it has to be kind of portioned out over time. And when we want to make a lifestyle change, that also, we're such habitual creatures. So for it, I love when you said you have to cement it also. And so it's like we work with detox a lot, like detoxing the physical body, because there's so much pain so much of my pain was removed just by cleansing the body, just the things that all the toxins I was carrying from the past. And yeah, so there's so many different processes the pain can be removed, as you said, but then why is it there and all the habits? It's like a machinery that kind of needs to completely be reset.
Yeah, I mean, a common thing that people may or may not know of and don't look at is pressure. You go and do an MRI, you go and do an X-ray, you go to a specialist and they say, oh, your bones okay, your muscles okay, oh, your nerves, I don't know what's going on with you. Because they're looking at something they will see a lot later, right? Like they're looking at a car when it's crashed, boom, the window's broken, everything. Okay, now we can see how we fix it. That hasn't happened yet. So many times when people go and look for help and they have these, what do you call them? Undefinable symptoms, for lack of a better word, symptoms you don't really know what's going on. Dehydration, the fascia, and pressure. There's a lot of pressure. Like if you break a bone and it fuses, where does that energy go? Imagine the impact of breaking the bone. I broke the bone, but where did that energy go? Did that energy just ran through you randomly? No, it stays in tension. It stays in your nervous system. It gets embedded into the fascia. So now when it's healed, there's still a blockage of energy, of flow, of lymph, and there's a memory. You know, your eyes might not even be able to look at this side because it's such a big of a trauma. So you try to look at that side and your whole body is avoiding that area. you can't see that on a machine. So therefore, you can have a lot of pain and pressure and energy stored in that area. So once you start to understand that and work through that, now the energy can leave. Now the memory can leave. Now you can feel safe enough to know, if this happens again, I know how to deal with it. Then that energy leaves, and then the pain leaves because you learned a lesson. For instance, that's just an example. It might be a lot of other, you know, physical pain, emotional pain, and all these things that happens, but that's just an example of how you can look at something and don't really understand what you're looking at, because no one has really showed you a different alternative to work with that area, to release that energy, to get the body and realize, wow, this is a very, very intelligent, complex structure that if you don't talk to it and tell it what to do all the time, especially if it's wrong, it will actually start to correct itself, you know? But we don't do it because we want to do bad to ourselves. It's a habit. We train to do it. So we kind of need to untrain us to not do it and let the body lead. And then it's going to go a lot faster. You know, fascia is the fastest tissue in the whole body. And some say it moves at the speed of light. I mean, your brain is not at the speed of light. So when you start to work with the fascia, you can process information and it will react differently. If I throw a ball at someone, they might catch it and they don't even see it. You think your brain has realized what happened? No. Boom, something has catched it. That's usually a myofascial system, because it's like a cobweb, like a spider's net. It will feel the vibrations of something and it will respond to it. So that's how we have all of these nice movements. You know, muscles are quite... they move very mechanically.
So this is a completely out of the box question. But Spider-Man's web must be, it's fascia web.
Yeah.
Right?
It's extension of fascia. Yeah, when we just look at a cobweb, it's collagen. It's
yeah, but that's just the vision that came out when you said that. I was like, wow, then Spider-Man's, wow, that's just fascia.
Yeah,
I could see the creative.
Yeah.
Very, very, very interesting. So, I mean, we have a center here in Chiang Mai, and we are opening up for pain retreats. We will find a more interesting name, but for people to come work with pain. But and we're going to talk a little bit about that, but I want to start talking about, because when we talk about pain, at least for me, I get a very much like hands-on in-person experience. Like, is it even possible to work with pain online with you? You know, because you do that so much. So I just want to talk, because I wanted to speak to maybe some of the ideas that people might have, like, okay, this sounds interesting, but you're on the other side of the world. Like, what can we do? What can you do if you can't touch me?
Well, so the whole basis of what I teach is, I don't want people to be dependent on me. I'm here and I'm happy to teach people and guide them as long as needed to, but I don't want to create dependency. And that is because I want people to be sovereign. I want people to be having their own agency and kind of reverse how everything looks like. If you look at life, if you have a problem, you go and ask an expert in the area. And that's because we don't trust or need a compass. We're not like taught to listen to it. And that's, if anything, is what I want to teach people. So if that is what I want to teach someone, does it really matter if I'm in the room with you or not? It matters, because it will be deeper, because your energy field will feel mine. Your nervous system will feel mine. And yes, in proximity with touch, there's a lot that can happen faster and deeper. But then the whole world stopped for 2 years and people realized, you know, you can pretty much do anything online that you can do in person and have amazing results. Because ultimately, it doesn't matter retreat or not, you're still going to live your life, right?
Yeah.
So if you can't do it at home from the beginning, then you can't do it, right? So You know, either you start there or you come here and then you continue, or you do both. So yes, everything we do in the retreat, minus the hands-on, we can do online with really good results. I have some people that I worked, we changed their lives, and I never met them in person. I don't know, tall, Leo, I don't know anything. I haven't met them in person, but I worked with them for years and they have a life-changing experience of practitioners now working with other people. Never met them in person. So yes, yeah. I didn't believe it at first, but yeah, obviously it works. You know, I just have the results in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we talk a lot about that it's stuck in the lifestyle and the choices and the patterns and the belief systems and all of the nervous system work, all of the somatic work, all of the belief system work, all of that is perfect to do online, because those problems aren't in the physical body. They are, yeah, they're for us to access and to work through and to process. And since, I mean, we actually did have our retreats open-ended so people could stay up to, I mean, the longest person stayed for 2 years. And I mean, so people do need a lot of change, and people stayed for 10 months and 9 months and 7 months. And I mean, all kinds of that. However, we are noticing also that you can do so much with less, especially if you are. So coming back to a little bit to the ideal person to work with you, I would say is someone who is interested in actually changing their life. And that's why I also spoke about what is it that you access on the other side, because if you remove or if you work through the pain, then you don't only remove the pain, you access, you know, the treasure of life, because you have to go through the pain. It's just a symbol for everything that you that is blocking you from what you want in life. And that's so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you make a change, definitely. And I believe, you know, ultimately it's really about when the student is ready, the teacher will appear, right? Sometimes you're the student, sometimes you're the teaching. And I think the student and the teacher together creates the teaching. So it's really, what do you do when you meet, whether it's physically or digitally? So yeah, you know, it's always good, like, who is this for, and so on. I would say it's for the person that is ready to meet themselves, the person that is at a point where they, you know, hopefully are a bit afraid of the change, because that means they have respect for the process and what it means, but there's something that wants to make a difference. There's something that wants to change something. And I realize it's not going to happen overnight. And, you know, I'm curious and open and willing to have someone to guide me. That's usually when people find me and they have tried a bit of things, you know, and that's, yeah, that's basically when people start to find me, and we can do a lot of good job together. Because if you try a lot of other things, I know exactly what will not work for you. And then it's a lot easier to follow what is it that your body is actually wanting to say, that's mm-hmm. beyond the textbook literature and all the things we learn as professional and want to work with people. What is it that we actually have in front of us? And that's what I live. That's what I teach. That's what I like to embody, the inner compass. Like, how can we actually listen to what's being said? And when we do that, we realize that what we're looking at is not the thing we look at. There's something else we're looking at. And once you realize that, that's when the real journey begins. How long that journey is, to your question before, well, I don't know. 3 years is what I've seen. That's from where you're at to where you want to be, you know. But then after 3 years, there might be something else that you want to do, because now you're on a journey. So have you reached your point then? Or is that just in the continuum? Most people I see, yes, they have reached what they want and they feel great. Some people want to go deeper and some people are happy. Some people come for shorter stays, longer stays. work online, they work in group sessions or one-on-one sessions. Some people come to a point where they feel like, wow, I want to learn this and I want to help others professionally. And then I have certification programs in these methods and modalities that I teach for people to learn how to work with themselves, with their loved ones, or professionally.
Mm. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the different ways of actually working with you. So when would you say it's ideal to start working with you online? And when is it ideal to actually book a ticket and come see you?
Personal preference, I would say. You can come at any point to our center and you can start working with me at any point online. Ideally, it's good to have done a little bit of work before you come to the center because you can go deeper, but you don't have to. So don't hear it as a blockage of going, I have to do some work before I go there. No, you can come here and start. But this is the feedback I got from other clients. Wow. When they come back a second time, it's like, wow, I've done so much more work now. So when I come here, it's like it's not a beginning, it's a takeoff. You know, we don't have to sit here and build a rocket together and then we take off. Now we're just taking off with the rocket because we build it together online and done sessions and all of that. So whenever you're curious, whenever you're ready, whenever you have whatever time and resources you have to start, start where you're at. You know, I have some free resources. I have classes. There's a full spectrum of different services and availabilities for everyone. So you can start at any point in your journey. There will be something to latch onto. When to start doing sessions with me? Probably when you tried a few things and you had a few experiences and you want to be guided to go a little bit deeper.
Lucky is being playful.
Yeah.
So the different options of working with you, I mean, there's so many different levels that people can start. But I think that because you've developed your own method, like it's like your own philosophy, internal alchemy. And why I really want to say that it's not only a modality that you have created as an innovation from TRE together with Dr. David Berselli, the founder of TRE, Tension and Trauma Release Exercises. I mean, the modality internal alchemy with the certification process and, you know, working with people who wants to be providers, that's one thing. But there's also the method of working, because you have your five pillars and you've developed and really innovated TRE, but it's much more than this modality. Can you share a little bit about it?
Yeah, so internal alchemy is based on five pillars. It's based on breathing awareness and breath work. A lot of it is inspired by pranayamas, Vedic breathing methodologies. We work with the nervous system through the polyvagal theory, which is something we work with a lot in TRE, to understand the body and to be able to navigate it in a more compassionate way for you and for others, but also sobering up, basically, so you can see things from a different perspective. Because when you're stressed, you look at everything from that lens. When you're disconnected, you look at everything from that lens. So the nervous system allows you to change from a green to a blue to a red lens at will. Then we work with the fascia, because the fascia is fastest way to get information in the body, and everything hangs in fascia. You know, fascia is the main component of your body. It is a big part of, or not the biggest part of, how everything is connected, everything is weaved together. So once you release tension, you start to hydrate the fascia, everything starts to work better. Your organs, your mental clarity, physical clarity. And then we do a lot of energy work, getting the organs going so you can produce the right chemicals, the right emotions, the right thoughts, but also so we can bring life force in, you know, the machinery works in a better way. And then the last one is the tremors or the shaking or the whatever you want to call it. I don't want to put it into a pocket, you know, into a box. That's why I'm saying different names, which is a big part of internal alchemy. I teach these principles, these practical experiences that I've learned. But I want you to put your own name to it, to your own experience, make it cultural appropriate for you. You might say energy, you might say current, you might say kundalini, you might say neurogenic tremors. Doesn't matter. We're talking about the same thing because it works. Whatever you call it, it works and it gives you the same results in the body. So that's the fifth pillar. So when you start to combine these pillars, which I work with individually in my life, when you bring them together into modality, it becomes really powerful. And that is what internal alchemy is. You know, it's the ability to awaken that flame within you and alchemize the chemistry, the emotions, the thoughts, so you can handle life differently, so you can change your circumstances, and you can become energized and happy.
Yeah, if you're listening on Spotify, Lucky, our cat, is chasing. She's running back and forth in the background. But this leads me into, because it doesn't matter if you listen to this like recently after it's launched, or if you're watching this later, because you are, in 2 weeks' time approximately, you're hosting a 5-day masterclass on internal alchemy, the philosophy and the practical experience of it. So I would say that if you're new to Simba's work, that's where you start, because that masterclass will be available to register for, you know, in the future as well. So I would say that head over to Simba's Instagram, and in his link tree there, you can find the free sign up for this 5-day masterclass. And if you're listening to this in real time, I would say, then also head over to Simba's Instagram, Internal Alchemy with Simba, and sign up for the masterclass. So, yeah, you want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's going to be going deeper into these five pillars and how that can change your life and how you can realize how comprehensive it is. In a class, we don't always get to share all the details. So it'll be an introduction, definitely an introduction to the greater scope of the work I do. As I said, we have master classes, self-paced trainings, group classes weekly online that are live and also available for replay, one-on-one sessions online, in person. People can come here for retreats, digital retreats with us. And we also collaborate. We also go to places and do the retreats for people. And we also do consulting work, you know, for people that wants to learn how to set this up. So there's many ways that you can work with us. And I mentioned these opportunities because that's many times how it happens. You come for your own healing, and by proxy, you learn it and you feel great and you want to share it with others. So that's what we learn throughout the years, to take someone from being the person that's looking for help to building something that will help others. So I would say you can find us in the full range of that spectrum.
Yeah. And the internal alchemy, the certification training, it starts, there's only one cohort for this year, and that starts October 11. So if that's interesting, then head over to the website as well, livingwiththespirit.com, and under Academy, you can find information about that. But I mean, working with you online, there's many different levels. So if you start with the 5-day masterclass, then after that, I mean, the 5-day masterclass would be like a magic carpet ride into your world, really. So I highly suggest that you start there. And there's also a very, very interesting fascia workshop that you held a while back. That was a trip. I was joining that for myself. So that was an experience for me. So I highly recommend that if you want to try any of Simbas. If you do the 5-day masterclass and you want to continue from there, then I would say that you can try the fascia masterclass, or it's a workshop. And I think that we can add in a little bit of a discount. So if you tap in the word fascia, then you will have a discount pop off. So I will have that set up after we record this. And but people can also, if they really want to work with you, if they really want to come through to the other side of this pain initiation and want to work one-on-one with you, what would you say about that?
Yeah, just reach out and I can help you where you want to start, or start to follow me on Instagram or YouTube. There's a lot of tools that I've given people on Facebook, follow-alongs. Start using them. You feel good. You feel they work. Feel free to ask me more. If you want to come to a class, then that's a great opportunity to engage with me directly. If you're there in the live class, you can ask questions. You need more personal help, one-on-ones would be to recommend. If you really feel like, wow, I need a reset and I really need support and help within this, it's so hard to do. My environment here is not conducive, supportive. Come for a retreat or do a digital retreats. I would say that's probably a good trajectory of how to start this journey together with us.
Yeah, I mean, there's... I would definitely recommend showing up for the online classes, mm-hmm. because every month we have a concept called the Wellspring that is a monthly subscription for classes, like weekly classes. So Simba is hosting a couple of sessions every week and I'm hosting a couple of sessions each week. And Simba hosts one internal alchemy class, one fascia and one breathwork class every month. So these you can sign up for on subscription, but you can also just do a drop-in class. So I would say that the best option is to follow Simba on Instagram and see what the schedule looks like. And just, yeah, we will share and promote the different classes so you know when they are happening. And as Simba said, he usually takes a little bit of time after the class if there's someone who has a specific question, or if you're looking to work with Simba, you can say, okay, I'm looking for this and this. Do you think we're a good fit? Either there's just a chat after the class, or you go deeper and have a consultation directly with Simba if you feel like if that's the right way for you. And then we have different options of packages, you could say, to work with Simba. You usually work with people over time, so 3 months, but then there's different levels of depth that you can do. So if you want to check out that, also head over to Simba's Instagram, make sure you follow him there, and in the link tree there's the links to all of the setups. And who do you think should come to retreat? When is it time to join the retreat train and and head over to Thailand?
Now, you, if you're watching this, it's you, I guarantee you.
If you stuck to the end of this.
If you followed through, congratulations. It is for you 100%. Yeah, I mean it. Seriously. You know, for you who's listening, or if you hear this and you really feel like, wow, that's what this person needs, don't convince them. Please don't convince them. You offer them the opportunity and they need to choose it. But anyone that you think is man, woman, young, old, you know, doesn't matter, culture, religion, ethnicity, it doesn't matter, right? If you're ready to do the work, if you feel comfortable with us listening to this, you can always set up a free consultation, feel that the chemistry is right, then come see us. You know, it will be really fun having you here, showing you how we live our life, what we do, and for you to start this journey or go deeper into the journey. So you who feel ready, but don't know really ready for what, that's a good start.
And I remember one time I asked you, like, what is the difference to come to this retreat or to... And like, what does make this stand out? What does our work what is it that really stands out? And not sure if you remember what you replied, but you said that it's a place where you give the body the love and the support and the care and the attention and the awareness and the knowledge to actually have time to pay attention to what is it that's going on and give the body the chance to speak for itself. And that's what you said.
Yeah, that's very accurate. I'm happy you remember that because I agree 100% with that. Yeah, it is. It is. Like, look at it like this. Whatever happened to you, whatever that painful trauma event, whatever it was, chances are that you were witnessed in it. Chances are that it didn't happen alone. You know, you didn't do this embarrassing thing by yourself where no one saw it, because what's the embarrassment? It's just you. No one else seen it, you know? No one else would know about it. So it needs to happen in relations to other people, to other dynamics. So you have a painful experience inside yourself and you don't feel good about it. And then you're witnessed and treated in a certain way from your environment that anchors that in to something within you. And you might shut that down. And years later, that comes out as a pain or as an injury. So when you come to a place like this, we know this because we live this, we've done this for ourselves and for others. Even if you have these experiences coming up, you will be witnessed in a different way, which that alone would change your whole nervous system. Because you look at that experience and go, wow, you know, maybe I was just treated in a not so compassionate way because they were not capable of doing so. They didn't have that awareness within themselves. So we trapped each other. But we're not going to trap you like that. We're going to create an environment where you can explore it. And that's when you start to release the energy. And that's when you clear the patterns. And that's when you change your life. That's when you change your lifestyle.
I feel that what really stands out when you come to the retreat is that you are allowed to be whoever you are. Like, I feel like that was one of the biggest things for me when I started my journey, that was to really be allowed to be who I am with everything that is a bit messy or how it comes out, and that I don't need to control myself in that sense, and having people around that can mirror back what's actually happening in the body, what's a trauma response, what's a nervous system response, what's a belief system. Because, you know, working with that for oneself is very hard to figure out what is what, and so it's like it's taking the fast route. So it's a very, very beautiful process. And you know, we've been working with this for such a long time, so our team is also so included and so caring. Even the cat is both Lucky and Sammy has been superb healers over the years. Unfortunately, Sammy has passed, but that's, you know, Lucky is still with us. So yes, it's
the whole team is
the whole team
everything
is in. Yeah, it's like everyone is working together, and there's this beautiful. It's like and now we are at Village Green. It's more like a village, you know, it's like a village energy, and it's very beautiful, you know, because we come together, you know, it's like healing, being somewhere where that part of myself was accepted, you know, and allowing that to come to the surface and be looked at with love and compassion and patience.
Yeah, and I think it goes beyond, you know, being who you want to be. And sure, there's, we can reflect on it and give you perspectives, help you see what's coming up for you and patterns and dynamics. But it's more about remembering who you are and finding the strength to be there. Because many times when we say, I want to be who I want to be and I have to be this, it usually comes from anger because we feel not allowed to be there. So there's the fighting element, you know, And that's good. And that's needed, because maybe you needed to do that at times. But ultimately, that's not the full expression of yourself. The full expression of yourself is being yourself, not fighting to be yourself. And that is usually a trauma loop. So those are things that we see when people come here. It's about how to come back to myself in a sustainable, compassionate way that feels good. I'm simply myself, the one I always been, without making excuses for it, without fighting for it, without being aggressive, or, you know, like, just be yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's really what emerges with this work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's very beautiful to see people come back to life and come back online. And, you know, because people aren't really themselves when they have pain, you know, it's like that Snickers commercial. You're not really yourself when you're hungry. You know, it is true, but, you know, pain is just a little bit more severe, and it really alters your personality. So, you know, a lot of people that act like they don't really like the world or themselves a lot, it's because it's probably true, you know, when people are suffering, it shows. So yeah, head over to Simba's Instagram, follow him there. And yeah, there's so many levels of participation that you can, and ways of interaction. So start where you're at. And yeah, if you want direct connection with us, it's probably best to fill in an application if for any of the programs that you're interested in, or head over to Instagram and DM us there, and we will reply. Or you can reach out at hello@livingwiththespirit.com.
Yeah, and you can also, if you just feel like, okay, I'm ready to go, there's options to start right away, and you say, where do we start? So, you know,
yeah,
we're here for anyone, wherever you're at.
In yep.
that sense, when you're ready to do the work, then yeah, we will be here.
Yep. Great. Thank you so much for today. Really appreciated this. Love it. And yeah, talk to you soon, and I'll see you very soon.
We're following along. Thank you.
Thank you.